It was a long, bitter struggle, actually. But eventually, by 2003, we'd got approval. It was at the height of the land market, the property market, and we sold 2.8 acres of land, which is one of our four pitches. Sadly, I mean, nobody wanted to do it, but we realised that was the only way that we could get ourselves out of this great hole that we dug ourselves in. And so the sale went ahead, and things have been really much better since then. The income from that sale cleared all the debts. It helped us build this new clubhouse. It helped us put a sizable chunk of money away for a rainy day in reserves, none of which the club had before. And we, by this time, kind of realigned our horizons to, you know, what level of rugby we can sustain at a club like this.